On Thursday, the High Court in Prague awarded compensation to two women, one of them a Romani sterilised without her knowledge in 2003, the other a non-Romani whose fallopian tubes were removed without her consent in 2006. The ruling confirmed a previous verdict, the first of its kind, and raised the amount originally awarded. Sarah Borufka discussed the ruling with Gwendolyn Albert, a human rights activist and expert on the issue.
It should definitely send a message. The message should be that when hospitals permit violations of this kind, they have to compensate the victims financially, that an apology is not enough, and that hopefully doctors and hospital management will begin to realize that they are going to be held accountable for their errors.
Does sterilization against women's will or without their knowledge still happen in the Czech Republic today? And would you say that it is predominantly Roma women who are affected by this?
This case that was just litigated, the incident actually occurred after the year 2000. In other words, this is something that is a present-day modern problem. With respect to whom this is happening, cases that are in the current era, the 2000s and the 90s, are, as far as I am aware, it is mostly Romani women who have come forward.
Is there any significance to the fact that this verdict has been handed down at this particular time?
What I do find interesting, and I think a lot of other human rights observers also find it interesting, is that this upper court verdict has come down in the aftermath of the Czech government finally officially acknowledging that these abuses have been occurring. This is a very different verdict than the kinds of verdicts that have been coming down in the past. There are other cases in which lower-level courts awarded compensation, but the hospitals appealed, and the higher-level courts overturned that on appeal. This is the first time that, at the end of a court procedure, a person to whom this has happened knows with certainty that she's going to get a remedy that is more than just a letter from a hospital. She's going to get money, which represents in some small way an atonement, a burden on the people who perpetrated this against her.
These women received hundreds of thousands of crowns, which is in the area of around $10,000. Is that a fair amount, you think?
One woman has received a 200,000 crown award. Another woman has received a 150,000 crown award. Now, the damages that were sought were much higher. I mean, they were, you know, on the order of a million crowns or half a million crowns. And that really is the kind of award that would wake up hospital management to the idea that they better make sure they get it right always, otherwise they're going to have to pay. And, if, you know, the money, of course, it cannot return these women's reproductive potential to them, but it's extremely important that some sort of disincentive be set up. These hospitals cannot be allowed to do this with impunity, which is what the situation has been to date.
Gwendolyn Albert there being interviewed about the landmark ruling by Sarah Borufka.